Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. This show will help you on your journey, especially when times are trying or demanding. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life. Now, here's your host, Natalie.
And hello, everyone. I'm Natalie, and you are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the miracle of coming home to yourself. Each Friday on Chat with Natalie, we will have some of the most intriguing individuals, healers, speakers, and authors, helping you to reconnect with your own beautiful inner core. Now, before we get into the topic of today with our wonderful guests, to be named just in a few minutes, I would like to ask you for a quick favor to get us ready for the show and for all that we may experience. For us and all of our senses to be truly open to the information that we are about to share today, we just want to take a minute to clear ourselves of anything negative that may have attached itself to us, consciously or subconsciously. This is a very simple practice that you can also do by yourself whenever you feel negativity cling onto you. Work with me as we will now take three very deep breaths in, from the stomach area or the diaphragm, all the way up to the chest and the throat. There, we hold it for the count of three. You will use your own counting rhythm. And then you release the breath out as hard as you can to really let go of negativity. So let's try that. Take a deep breath in. All the way in. You're counting to four. And then you're holding it in that throat area. Counting to three. And releasing to four as hard as you can. Good. And one more time. All the way in. And hold it. And release. In, and holding it, and release. Excellent. Okay, how are you feeling? Good, good. Now, some of you may feel a little dizzy when we do this, and I just want you to understand that that is absolutely normal. If you think about how you normally breathe, you probably don't use the diaphragm as much. Of course, artists, singers and others, they still breathe from the diaphragm because that's where really we get the most air, and that helps especially vocalists hold the tone a little longer. In the regular world, if you really think about it, we breathe much more from sort of the chest area, and that's why we're often short on breath too. So when we begin to take breath in like this, we sometimes do get a little dizzy because our body all of a sudden is going, oh, my God, what are you doing? All this oxygen. So if you think about that, it's quite normal. Having said all of that, today is a very special show for me. It's a special show because I have a number of special guests. And no, I'm not kidding about that. But have you ever heard of intuitive or angel readings? If you've tuned in, you probably have. And I hope you will take today's opportunity to connect with all of my guests, because the guests that I have with me today are from the spiritual realms. So you cannot directly call them up by phone. You cannot directly send them an email necessarily, but you can connect with them. And I have the pleasure of, in some ways, doing that for you. So if you were able to see all of the spiritual beings, you would realize that my office right now is very crowded. It's crowded because of all of the connections that I have, and also because of some of the emails that I have received already asking for some answers or just commenting. The minute that I had put out that this show today is truly all about you, I have received some emails and I'm very grateful for those. I also want to invite you all to call in or chat in if that works better for you. And you can call in by dialing 1-800-930-2819. And this is just in case you want to share some of your own story, in case you'd like to get answers to some questions and so forth. Because remember, this is Chat with Natalie, getting to know yourself. And to me, part of getting to know yourself, a very crucial part, is getting to know all aspects of yourself. All aspects requires a lot of self-inquiry. It requires a lot of good knowledge. One of the ways to do that, of course, is meditation. And for those who may have listened to my first show, which was a little while ago, and it's certainly archived, I told you a little bit about my own story, about my own journey. And from some of the emails that I have received, but also from just talking with people and doing the work that I do outside of the show, I know that our paths often have similarities. And getting to know oneself, like I said, the meditation is one aspect. But in meditation, you can get to know other pieces of you. And those are what I usually call other aspects of you. All I really mean by that, in a sense, is there's so much to us. It's not just the personality outside. And so in my case, for example, I'm also a medium. And I would argue that many of you are as well. Which can lead into a hotly debated discussion, of course. But really, if we look at it objectively, honestly, you will see that we all have the same talents. It's just a question of whether we use them or not. And that goes to one of the questions I received in the email. The question was, well, what is a medium? Well, a medium, the way that I see it, and this is just my personal opinion from experience and this is the inquiry that I've done. A medium is somebody who can connect with energies and with all of the spiritual realms. That means a medium is able to provide messages, not necessarily forecasting or predicting the future in all detail, but maybe just providing insights into the past, the present, as well as the future. And I want to stress the past, the present, and the future. Because a lot of people, of course, want to know, am I going to get married? Am I going to have children? Am I going to have a new job? All of those are very important questions. However, for a medium, and for your guides and for the spiritual realms, those questions are not necessarily the most important questions. For them, the most important questions have to do with your health, with your purpose, with your inner mission, and with your path, your emotional, physical health. So if you go to a medium for a reading, it's unlikely that the first couple of things that a medium will tell you are related to those more human questions that you have on your mind, such as, will I be getting that red Corvette or will I get married? More likely, once the reading has begun, the information that will come through is much more focused on what your guides want you to know, what the spiritual realms are concerned with. So maybe stuff from your past is going to come up. Maybe stuff that you're not even quite aware as a problem is going to come up. And from there on, it's always a choice of yours where you want to take these aspects. So think about those things just for a minute. Because then, of course, we also have psychics. And unfortunately, we have had a lot of bad experiences with some psychics, which is why psychics and mediums today have, to some degree, a little bit of a bad reputation, probably. Psychics work a little bit differently in my understanding and the way that I view it than mediums do, but they are closely related. A psychic really focuses more on the energy of the here and now. That's why very often they will ask for your name, they may ask for date of birth and so forth. A medium doesn't really care about your name this time around, doesn't really care when you were born, because we're not going to associate anything with the generally understood aspects or characteristics of your persona. We're really going to go to many other issues if you want. So reading often comes as a surprise. You might expect to get an answer to marriage, and you'll get an answer about maybe you want to switch jobs. Very different, obviously, but much more important in many instances. So that goes to the one question I had that was sent to me from Jesse. And I just want to thank you so much, Jesse, for emailing that to me. And even though you said you weren't sure if you were going to be able to call in, I hope you're going to be able to listen to this either right now or later on. And I hope that answers your question, Jesse. If not, just feel free to write me another email. Now, having said all of that, today, again, is really focused on you. And by that, I mean it's focused on you. And if you call in, we can chat a little bit about your journey, where you are, maybe get a little reading or anything like that. In the next segment of Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, I will certainly speak more about the guests of the spiritual realms that I'm having today. And I will also be sure to explain a little bit about angel readings and hopefully give you or anybody who's calling in a little reading if you'd like to have one. But that is when we come back. For right now, I hope you understand the difference between a psychic and a medium, and we can chat a little bit more about that too if so desired. So please stay with us as we are going to take a quick break now, and once we get back, we'll explore much more of the avenues of psychics, mediums, readings, angel readings, and intuitive readings. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other Ascended Masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Thank you.
And we're back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. My guests today are, as I mentioned earlier, all of those angels and guides from the spiritual realms who just would love to chat with you. So today is all about readings, angel readings, intuitive readings. I would also say probably messages you may need to receive, and also, of course, psychics and mediums and the difference, if there is one. And just before the break, I did explain a little bit about the difference as I see it. That doesn't mean everybody else agrees to that, of course. So, however you feel about it, I hope you're still going to try and connect with a psychic or a medium from time to time. Not necessarily just because you may get some answers that you have not thought about, but also simply for the fact that it'll help connect you in many ways with some of the aspects of yourself that you may not know currently. Now, having said that, I also mentioned there's a difference between intuitive and angel readings. For angel readings, for example, what we're doing very often, and mediums do this too sometimes, is that we're using what is called angel cards or oracle cards. And there are a number of them out there, all very pretty, and they have a variety of different messages to them. Now, the reason why I mention the angel cards is very simple. Angel cards are a wonderful way for you also to work with them yourself and reconnect yourself with some of your aspects. Or also just to reconnect with some of the talents that you may have. The talents that you may have, in a sense, are those that will help you understand some of your path. And that was just my baby also chiming in, of course, because she has a very clear connection with the spiritual realms. And I mean that in the best possible way. Which leads me to a topic that I didn't know I was actually going to address today. But if we think about the beings of today, those incoming babies, they have an enormously important connection with the spiritual realms already. You may have heard terms like rainbow children, crystal children, and other terminology of that sort. What we're really talking about are children who are coming in with a special purpose or with a special direction. And the babies of today have that as well. They're actually here to help us, meaning the parents, the caretakers, and anybody else who comes in contact with them, understand some of our spiritual connections even better. Having said that, let me just go back to the angel cards that my baby right now is playing with. And she has just picked a card. That is one of the ways in which we can connect with our inner self, with aspects of ourselves. We're doing that by every day picking a card. Whether it's in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening is really pretty much your own choice. I, for example, pick one every morning. And the one that my little girl just picked is one that says higher education, which makes me, of course, very happy because I do want her to go to college. And I think she is destined to go to college. Higher education doesn't just mean college, however. Higher education can also mean education in ways that may not be completely accepted by society. For myself this morning, for example, I picked a different card from a different card deck. That card just said that my loved ones and I are safe and protected in all the spiritual ways. And starting the day out like that is kind of nice. So if you were to go out and get an angel card deck. There are so many out there. You have to pick whichever one resonates with you, of course. You could start every day by picking one card. And you will be amazed, if you're really honest with yourself, that if you pick a card in the morning, like I do, and then you just watch what happens during the day, usually that card somehow will come back up during the day. For example, the one that I picked this morning, because I already took a little walk with my baby, and there were a number of trucks going by at very high speed, but we were very well soundly protected. So that to me is, for example, one of those indications that these cards really have an impact. Since you're the only one touching these cards, they will also have your energy imprinted on them. So that is one way in which you can work with those cards. If you were to get an angel card reading from someone, it'll work a little bit differently. Normally, what angel card readers or angel readers do is they ask you to pick from one or two decks that they have in front of them. You will put your energy on them just by holding those cards. And then they will, depending on which kind of reading you chose, they will lay out cards for you. And then they will use the cards as what we often call door openers or tools. Most mediums and most angel readers really don't necessarily need those cards. They just provide some additional help, some additional insight. Most of us, after that, will actually go by the energies and the connection that we have established with you. So, what we can do in that instance is very simple. We do have that connection established, so once I have picked those cards for you, let's say we're going with the regular three-card deck, I will just be drawn towards any of those three cards, and I will begin to tell you what the cards say as well as what my guides and what your guides say. And the information coming out is just like I mentioned earlier when explaining the difference between a psychic and a medium, usually not what you necessarily wanted, not necessarily about those ideas of will I get married or will I get that red Corvette, but they are usually much deeper, maybe some underlying issues of a conflict that you had not looked at, maybe just some health issues you have not understood that you have them. And then a reading can take up to 30, 45, or even 60 minutes, all based on just three small cards. The cards are also very helpful, especially for you if you are getting the reading, because it helps you visualize, it helps you connect a little bit via the images on them. Usually we don't really go by the writing that's on them. That can at times be a little distracting. But those are some of the things that we do. And, for example, I did receive, of course, another email earlier, and that person had asked me, just in general, for guidance, asking, what do I need to know about the upcoming day? And I'm just going to do what I normally do, which means I'm just going to take one of my card decks, and I'm just mixing up the cards. And this is for you, Michael. So if you're listening, you had asked me just if I can help you understand something. And I'm going to pull just one card out. And this card says, I'm reading you just the heading, Michael, go outside. Okay. So the way that one can interpret that has a number of avenues to it. Go outside could be the obvious version of you've been stuck in the house too long. Now, in Michael's case, I think that that is not quite true, because from what I'm getting while looking at the card and connecting with Michael via the email that I had, I would actually say that Michael does spend an appropriate amount of time outside. So the outside seems to be more, in a sense here, to be go outside of what you know. Take a risk. Be able to just explore other items. Don't just stay with everything that you know. Go outside. Be daring. Be courageous. And that also means try, in a sense, to maybe see if your circle of friends is really a great circle of friends, or whether there could be some other aspects waiting out there for you. So, Michael, I hope that helps you a little bit. Go outside. Don't stay with just the known. I hope that makes sense. And if you are listening right now and you can call back or you can email me back, let me know whether that does make sense and resonates with you or not. So you've just witnessed, in a sense, one way in which we can do angel card readings. Angel card readings can also be done a little bit differently. For example, 3 months or 6 months or even a year, predictions or readings of issues that you likely deal with. But that's a little bit of a different ballpark area, if you want. It does also help us at times when we get these readings to understand how some of the things that we're going through are actually connected to our purpose, our soul purpose, if you want. And I'm thinking that in the next segment, talking about soul purpose might be actually a very good idea, because the soul purpose is directly connected to getting to know yourself. That's it. I'm Natalie, and you're listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. When we come back, we will for sure explore the ideas of readings a little more, as well as soul purposes, soul contracts, and soul journeys. So, please stay with us. We will be right back.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other Ascended Masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
And we're back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. As I mentioned before, what I have in store for you today is connecting with the guides, with the angels, and with the spiritual realms in general. Now, in addition to that, of course, I want you also to know that just like some of you have already done, you can easily connect with me via Facebook just by going to www.facebook.com/NatIsis2012. Or, if you choose to, you can write me an email to Natalie at healingisis.com. My website is healingisis.com, and you'll see some of the aspects that I've already mentioned today when it comes to angel readings, mediums, and other things of that nature. So feel free to contact me, just like some of you have already done, in preparation for today's show. And again, I'm grateful for everybody who did write me an email. You can also still call in, of course, if you choose to do so, in case you are interested maybe in a reading or just have some comments or some things you'd like to bring up when it comes to readings or even the topic for this segment, which, of course, as I mentioned earlier, is going to be soul journeys or soul aspects. The phone number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. Okay, so we're ready for a little bit more. I mentioned just before the break that part of the reason why I recommend every now and then getting a medium reading or an angel reading, and I'm saying every now and then, I'm not suggesting that anybody needs to go all the time, because you're still responsible, of course, for your own life. You're still responsible for the decisions that you make. Readings can only provide you with some insight into what might be currently going on in your life. So, when it comes to some of these aspects, the soul contract, the soul journey is really important. Whether you call it the soul journey, the path to getting to know yourself, or self-inquiry. Very often, as I mentioned previously, there are aspects of ourselves that we may not know. But when we're getting a reading, when an issue is being brought to the forefront in a reading, for example, it may sound like a little bit of an enigma, a mystery, when in a reading you get information such as, you do not see the forest for the tree. If you get that message in a reading, you're probably going to look at me or any other person who's giving you that message like, we're a little crazy. But sometimes we're not allowed to give you much more detailed information than that. The answer to that question likely is already related to how you phrased the point or what was on your mind when you asked the question. So in this instance, for example, it might be directly connected to a relationship. And if that is the case, then your task at that point in time, should you choose to accept it, of course, only, would be to pretty much look at why are you in this relationship, or why do you want this relationship, or why are you not in this relationship? Because apparently the guides in the spiritual realms are thinking that you're missing something. You're missing something that is sort of like the tree right in front of you, or maybe even like the white elephant right there. And so the messages might not be that clear. And this message I just chose as an example because it's not clear. It requires you to do a little bit of work, but it's directly connected to getting to know yourself, to your soul journey, and to self-inquiry. Soul journey or self-inquiry are really important on the path to getting to know oneself, because very often we are the ego or the personality that we are presenting to the outside. We're so worried sometimes of showing who we really are. And that's where some of this work comes in, getting a reading, getting some affirmation, confirmation, or just some further support for something that we're already feeling inside can be enormously helpful. And when you get a reading or when you're just trying to connect with yourself, one thing that is really crucial to understand is that you are here on a mission. You are here and have a purpose. We all have a purpose. We are all enormously important in this world. None of us is more important than the other. None of us is less important. We all have different paths. We all have different ideas. And we all have a little bit of a different purpose. All together, we have a common purpose. But we'll talk more about that as well, of course. And, of course, some other time. So, the soul journey or the soul contract are important. Very often I get questions, and one of the questions also via email was, why am I still with so-and-so? Why can I not just leave this relationship? Well, because you're not ready. You're not ready to leave it because you haven't quite learned your lesson. And in addition to that, It's not just about learning your lesson or not being quite ready. It also has to do with finishing a relationship in a positive manner. If you cannot complete a relationship in a positive manner, you're not ready to complete it. Of course, man, I get comments such as, but he or she is really mean to me, or he or she really doesn't understand me, and all of that. And there's a lot of that blame game going on, which we're all guilty of at some point. I understand that. However, when we're really looking at it, the reason why the soul journey is so important is because we need to begin to understand that how we see the world is being, number one, reflected back to us. But number two, we have contracts or set up lessons that we are learning. When we come down here, and this is difficult to understand for some people, when we come down here to Mother Earth, we have some lessons that we have agreed to learn. And people that we have agreed to barter with, if you want, we have contracts with everybody in our lives to learn a lesson. So even the people who may not treat you the way that you would like to be treated are actually just acting in accordance with the agreement. So they might not be as nice as you think, but they are helping you to learn a lesson. For example, the all-important lesson about loving yourself. It usually is easy to love yourself or to not even think about loving yourself if you're in a happy, good relationship. If the relationship is not that good, you really have to understand and begin to dive into how can I love myself more? How much or how little do I love myself if I let this person treat me badly? And yes, Tiff, that is also a message for you because you ask about that. If we truly love ourselves, we need to learn, or we are learning, we have learned to stand up for ourselves, to not let anybody treat us badly, including ourselves. And very often, we're the most important offenders on how we treat ourselves. We're usually judging ourselves, we're usually hard on ourselves, and we usually can tell about 20 characteristics of what we don't like about ourselves versus what we do. So a reading or just diving into the understanding of why things are happening with the knowledge that there are contracts very often helps. And we can actually learn about those contracts. And that's the fun part about it. It's not like it's so far out there that we will never, ever be able to understand our contracts. No, it takes a little bit of work, but yes, we can. And one of those things, again, has to do with just looking at all the people around us, the good relationships, the bad relationships, the weird relationships, the ecstatic relationships. And I'm not just talking intimate relationships. I'm talking relationships with everybody that we have, even the person that you just passed by while driving home. That person may have smiled at you, and you were thinking, what's going on? All of those people are having a contract and are fulfilling their contract with you, just like you're fulfilling your contract with them. I know sometimes that sounds a little off the cuff, but if you really start thinking about it, then when it comes to a relationship and you don't understand why you're not getting out, going back to the original point earlier, then maybe you need to look at, have I learned my lesson? I mentioned when I shared a little bit about my story that one of the things that I was able to do after my relationship ended up clearly not working out anymore, to understand that my ex-husband taught me a lot and that my ex-husband took on a very important role in teaching me the lessons that I needed to learn. That's a positive thing. Now, did I want to learn it the way I did? Probably not. Tiff, do you want to learn to love yourself the way that you're being right now put through? Probably not. But you are going to learn to love yourself, or you're just going to repeat the cycle over and over and over again. And then you still have a choice. You still have a choice on whether you are going to love yourself or not. You can either stand up for yourself and begin to appreciate all those wonderful aspects of yourself and treat yourself well, and thereby don't allow anybody else to not treat you well. Or you can make the choice of just resigning to the way it is. That's a choice. Neither choice is right or wrong, but it is always your choice. And that's really important to understand when it comes to readings, psychic readings, angel readings, or mediumship readings. You don't ever have to do anything that does not resonate with you just because of what somebody has told you in said reading. And all of that goes back to the soul journey. Now, we are going to take another quick break, and I want you just to maybe think about these issues a little bit if you could. When we get back to chat with Natalie, we are just going to have a few more questions answered by some of the people that have written in. I'm going to say a few more things about soul contracts. And I hope that you are somehow interested in these insights and these connections with the spiritual realms, because they all can make yourself better and they can also help you make your life easier and happier. So we're going to take a break. Please stay tuned.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit SoulWorksCoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
And welcome back to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. As you know, today we're talking about readings. Wow, my office is filled with all of those in the spiritual realms that I can connect to. And thanks to some of you who've written emails in before the show, there are even more guides here, which I always love. That means I don't have to turn the heat up. I can actually just have all of these beings around me, and it's nice and cozy here. Having said that, I would like to just tell you a little bit more about soul contracts, because I know that that is sometimes an issue that many people don't quite understand, especially when it comes to the fact of me just having said that sometimes relationships that are not good still are all in line with your contracts and with what you came here to learn. Soul contracts are a very important piece of who we are and what we are here to do. And just like I said before, we always still have a choice. We just are here to learn the lessons. It doesn't mean that when we make those contracts, we actually know how we're going to learn them. We all have those images of the angels up in heaven or somewhere, right? Where everything is just about love and everything is pretty and nice. Now, if you're up there in those realms where all is about love, unconditional love, nothing else, then you cannot imagine any other way than such loving and compassionate way to learn something. Of course, once we come down here, it's not all about love and unconditional stuff. And there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of not so good issues going on. And when that happens, we still have to learn the lessons that we chose. So we may learn them, therefore, in a more, I guess, human way. In a way that we don't necessarily thought of ever being able to relate to or ever learning something from. Just like I mentioned previously, the relationship that might not be good, you're still learning very much about how to love yourself that way. Standing up for yourself, loving yourself, taking a stand for yourself, those are often very hard choices for many people. But we learn them, and we choose to learn them. And when we choose to learn them, very, very often, they are not in the loving way that we anticipated. It's usually because we're being pushed a little bit, especially from the negative. So that's one way of trying to understand soul contracts and where they come from. Having said all of that, I do want to respond to one more question that I got via email, and I apologize that I'm not getting to all of them. But there was a question about how important is meditation? And even though meditation is not necessarily one of the main aspects of readings, as I had announced in the announcement in the write-up for today, I do want to address this question because I did mention something about meditation earlier. Meditation, to me, and my point of view, is enormously important in the self-inquiry, on the soul journey, and most of all, in trying to understand ourselves, getting to know ourselves, and to connect with all the different aspects that we are. But not only that, meditation can also help connect with the spiritual realms and the guides. If you're like me, all of that is the same. I believe that all of our guides are aspects of ourselves. Either past life, present life, or future life. They're all aspects of ourselves. And in a meditation, if you think about it, what you do is you quiet your mind, hopefully, and you connect with every aspect of you. And because there's nobody else there, you can be honest. You can actually be absolutely honest about, let's say, the last fight that you were in with a friend. And who did what and what did really happen. And you may not like what you've done, but you can be honest and you can let go of it. So in meditation, you get to really connect with yourself. You really begin to understand all aspects of yourself, and you're able to connect more with your purpose that way by understanding why you have done some things, why you have not done other things. You understand the choices you made on a given day. Plus, it helps your body relax. The physical, etherical, and astral bodies, all our bodies, are able to relax in a meditation. So very important. Meditation, getting back to readings, should be one of the crucial aspects for any medium or psychic. We constantly need to be connected with the spiritual realms and with ourselves. We need to know ourselves in order to provide you with the information that you need and not have that information be tainted in any way, shape, or form by something that we may be experiencing. So meditation for psychics or mediums, to me, is just a part of what we have to do. aside from the fact that it's so important for our bodies. I cannot imagine not meditating anymore because my body's actually asking for it. So I hope that answers the question a little bit. And let me just add to that also the fact that you can do a 10-minute meditation. That's easy. Of course, the meditations of 30 minutes or 40 minutes where you really let go, don't focus on anything, and just let things happen and come in. Those are the meditations that are really relaxing and enormously enriching. But even a 10-minute meditation once a day, twice a day, can get you nicely into the habit. So consider that. Even if it's just focusing on the breath or anything like that, it helps. It works. So having said all of that, one of the things that I mentioned earlier was that you could probably buy yourself a card of angel oracle cards. You know, they have them at every store everywhere. And it's really a good idea if you're trying to get to know yourself, if you're trying to get to know some of your talents. I know I mentioned that earlier, but this is a really important practical tip if you want. Just go out there and get a card. There are even some applications online where you can pick cards. That works too. It's amazing how it works. And when you pick a card every day and you're honest with yourself at the end of the day reflecting on whether or not some of this actually happened or some of this actually applies, then you will see that you can trust yourself and that you are having a connection with the spiritual realms. Try that if you will. Whatever deck resonates with you, it doesn't matter. Just be honest with yourself when you do it. And I recommend meditations, of course. I highly recommend that you try and make the time for maybe a 10-minute meditation every day. I would like to point out at this time, because we're almost out of time. I don't ever know how that works, being out of time so quickly. But if you want to, I offer usually some teleconferences that are free of charge. And we just had one on November 25th. We're going to have another one on December 10th, which is a full moon meditation. You can go to my website, natalie@healingisis.com, and you will very clearly see you can have it right there, seeing that there is a full moon meditation from 2 to 3 p.m. that day. And it's just a call and conference. So if you're interested in learning how to meditate and connecting with maybe some of the moon cycles, just join me for that meditation on December 10th. You can, of course, like I said before, also just go on my website or contact me via Facebook and maybe inquire about a reading or just keep the questions coming. One more thing before I have to leave you for today. This is for Val. Val, you're doing good work. You just need to trust yourself a little bit more. Maybe working with angel cards would be something for you, but definitely the meditations will help. I want to thank everybody, especially my spiritual guests today, for being here, for sharing information. And I also want to thank everybody who has today and prior to today written in. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. And yes, time flies when you're having fun, and my baby's asking for me at the same time. She has been very patient. So thank you, and please tune in every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific. Until next week.
You've been listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingISIS.com for a complete show schedule and to book your session with Natalie. Continue the conversation with Natalie on her Facebook page, Facebook.com/NatIsis2012. That's NatIsis2012.